Patient name Ignacia, spelled I-G-N-A-C-I-A, last name Sereno, S-E-R-E-N-O. Once again, the last name is S-E-R-E-N-O. Date of birth, 7-31 of 61. Date of service, 7-21 of 22. This is a 60-year-old female patient here today as her first visit after experiencing a motor vehicle accident, which happened last Thursday. Patient date of the accident was the 14th of July, period, new paragraph. She was on Highway 105, and she was going through an intersection. She had the right-of-way. A car came in front of her, and this patient wound up striking that car and going through experiencing some trauma. She has two broken ribs, also has back pain, some swelling to the left leg at the knee, which has been improving, and also has bilateral hand pain. Period, new paragraph. The bilateral hand pain has to do with her holding onto the steering wheel during the point of impact. She feels as though the steering wheel came in contact with her chest. She has bruising on her left breast as well as lower abdomen. Period, new paragraph. Patient is able to walk without any assistance. Period, new paragraph. And, of course, the subsequent abdominal pain from that point of impact as well. Period, new paragraph. This patient did go to the hospital via an ambulance. She went to HCA Hospital here in Cleveland, Texas. We will send for medical records. Period, new paragraph. Patient did not lose any consciousness. There was no associated nausea or vomiting. She did go to the hospital, and she was given medications for pain, as well as anti-inflammatory, as well as some gabapentin. Period, new paragraph. This patient did undergo x-rays. It was discovered that she has two broken ribs, one on the left and one on the right. Once again, we will send for those medical records. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure, 126 over 62. Pulse, 61. Respiration, 16. Temperature, 97.8. Oxygenation, 98%. Current weight, 220. Current medication, metformin, and Vicodin, and gabapentin. Medical history, diabetes. Period, new paragraph. Surgical history, cholecystectomy. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, obese. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, all within normal limits, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits, oral mucosa moist, neck soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lymphadenopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft. It is tender on the lower portions, specifically where there is bruising due to the impact. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the upper torso, posterior side within normal limits, anterior side where her seatbelt was. She does have bruising on the medial side of her left breast. Also from the point of impact where the steering wheel had struck part of her torso, radiating down to the abdomen, she does have some bruising there as well. Period, new paragraph. Examination of the left leg, some slight bruising at the left knee. She maintains full range of motion to that left leg as well. Period, new paragraph. Examination of bilateral arms. On the left dorsal surface of the hand, there is some mild bruising there as well. Period, new paragraph. Patient maintains full range of motion in all extremities. However, she is in some pain, which is being taken care of by the Vicodin prescribed by the emergency room physician. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Motor vehicle accident. ecchymosis and contusions, multiple, to the left leg, abdomen area, chest area as well, left side, period, new paragraph, back pain, secondary to motor vehicle accident, period, new paragraph. Patient will continue on her Vicodin, her gabapentin, and her meloxicam. She will return to this clinic in 2 weeks as a follow-up. We will also send for medical records to get from the HCA emergency facility here in Cleveland, Texas, period, new paragraph. I did not feel as though she is a candidate for physical therapy at this time, as she is experiencing aches in her back as well as legs and arms, period, new paragraph. And, of course, patient is very sore in her chest area with the bilateral fracture of two ribs, one on each side, period, new paragraph. Because of her inability to perform range of motion exercises at this time, they were not carried out. We didn't want to have her experience any excessive discomfort. Period, new paragraph. This patient returns to clinic in 2 weeks for follow-up, at which time she will be evaluated for possibility of physical therapy.